You're listening to the Online News Weather and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.
The Webster Parish Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of a murder suspect wanted in Texas. The Sheriff's Office reports the arrest of Braxton Lee Leonard, age 23, of Spring Hill. Leonard was taken into custody and booked as a fugitive from Texas on a warrant for capital murder. Leonard has been booked into Bayou Dorchique Correction Center. One arrest reported by the Sheriff's Office for flight from an officer and reckless operation. One arrest reported for contempt of court. Minden City Police report the arrest of Brian Tremaine Fizer, age 39, of 943 Carolina, who was booked for aggravated second-degree battery, along with other charges, including domestic abuse battery with strangulation, false imprisonment, and was also booked as a fugitive from the Webster Parish Sheriff's Office. Minden Police report the arrest of Skatia Walker, age 36, of 386 Country Club Circle, who was booked on a warrant for domestic abuse battery with a dangerous weapon and serious bodily injury, and one arrest reported by city police on an outstanding bench warrant. A 30% chance for showers today, high near 78, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. Cloudy overnight, low 58, northeast wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 30% chance of showers Thursday, high 81, southwest wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 80% chance Thursday night, low near 56, north wind 5 to 10 miles an hour. 30% chance for a shower Friday, high 69, clear Friday night, low 48, and that's the forecast. It was a light agenda for the Webster Parish Police Jury meeting Tuesday. The jury approved two board appointments, approving the reappointment of Emmett Jones to serve a two-year appointment to the Evergreen Volunteer Fire District. The term expires December 31st of 2024, and approved the reappointment of J.T. Rudisill to serve a three-year term for Webster Fire District 3, March 1st, 2023 through March 1st, 2025. The jury heard from Wanda Finley with Webster Parish Head Start, who reported they'd recently been awarded a grant that allows for funding for the newly formed Early Head Start program. This program is for children ages 18 months to 3 years. Finley says the program began in January. They already have 56 children in the program. And Finley noted that enrollment for Head Start is at 176. Savannah Jones with the Webster Parish Library reported the parking lot at the Minden branch was recently restriped. People counter machines were installed at some of the smaller branches in the parish. And Jones reports Cotton Valley and Doyleen branches had similar counts for February, with Cotton Valley tallying 638 visits, Doyleen 632. Alan Mosley, Webster Parish coroner, reported 47 deaths in the parish during February. There were also 27 OPCs, or Orders for Protective Custody, and 8 CECs, a Coroner Emergency Certificate. The next scheduled meeting for the police jury is April 4th. In a recent session of Ward 1, Minden City Court, held before Judge Sherb Santel, Larry Adams was fined $250 plus court cost, plus 25 days in jail suspended, and placed on 6 months probation for theft by shoplifting. Derek Carey was fined $100 plus court cost for contempt of court. Anicia Carter was fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for contempt of court. James Copenhaver pleaded not guilty to possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance and possession of drug paraphernalia and will stand trial at a later date. John Draper was fined $200 plus court cost or 20 days in jail for reckless operation. Damionia Gilbert was fined $150 plus court cost or 15 days in jail for simple criminal damage to property, fined $75 plus court cost for possession of drug paraphernalia, fined $250 and court cost or 25 days in jail for theft, fined $100 plus court cost or 10 days in jail for resisting an officer, fined $300 plus court costs, or 30 days in jail, plus 30 days suspended and 6 months probation for aggravated assault. Alan Gonzalez was fined $100 plus court costs, or 10 days in jail, for possession of Schedule 1 controlled dangerous substance. Sherry Harris has a trial date of March 22nd for domestic abuse battery and simple battery. Lacey Holman was fined $250 plus court costs, or 25 days in jail, plus 25 days suspended for theft. J. Lloyd Kimball was fined $100 plus court costs, or 10 days in jail, for contempt of court. Jamon Lard was fined $100 plus court cost, or 10 days in jail, for contempt of court. Josky Rabb was fined $500 plus court cost, or 60 days in jail, plus a 60-day suspended sentence and 6 months probation for DWI. Demetria Rogers was fined $100 plus court cost, or 10 days in jail, for contempt of court. Rex Shelley was fined $500 plus court costs, or 60 days in jail, plus 60 days suspended and 6 months probation for DWI, and fined $100 plus court cost, or 10 days in jail, for possession of alcoholic beverage in a motor vehicle. Jason Smith was fined $125 plus court cost, or 12 days in jail, for simple assault, fined $100 plus court cost, or 10 days in jail, for contempt of court. Richard Snyder was fined $150 plus court cost, or 15 days in jail, for illegal ownership of vicious dogs. Jaden Trotter pleaded not guilty to contributing to the delinquency of a juvenile, criminal trespass, and domestic abuse battery, and will stand trial at a later date. Lavert Young was fined $100 plus court costs, or 10 days in jail, for contempt of court. Courtney Brooks pleaded not guilty to disturbing the peace by being intoxicated and will stand trial March 22nd. Jeremy Clark was fined $100 plus court cost, or 10 days in jail, for possession of an alcoholic beverage in a motor vehicle. Selwyn Young was fined $100 plus court cost, or 10 days in jail, for contempt of court. Police jury members from across the state will meet this week in Shreveport for the annual Police Jury Association of Louisiana Convention, and the occasion will be bittersweet for one Bossier Parish police juror. Bob Brotherton, the current District 1 representative on the police jury, has served as president of the association for the past year, a year he will remember. He says, "I've accomplished the goal of crisscrossing the state, attending regional police jury meetings. The message at these meetings was working together with juries in neighborhood parishes is the best way to solve problems." Brotherton said being president of the state association means being willing to work hard and knowing that serving on the state level brings a sense of accomplishment as part of a team. He says, "I appreciate the fact that the executive board and the police jury had enough confidence in me to allow me to serve in this capacity." He says, "I hope I've represented the state board with the dignity the office deserves." Brotherton is the second Bossier police juror in 3 years to serve on the association, following District 2's Glenn Benton, who was president during 2020. "It was an honor for both of us to serve and represent Bossier Parish on the state level. Both of us made friends and contacts all over the state that have been beneficial to the parish." According to reports from the Police Jury Association state headquarters, this year's convention will be the largest ever, with a record number of registrations already received. Brotherton said he's glad to see so many jurors from across the state coming to town. "These conventions are places where we can share experiences and learn from one another. It's great so many will be attending. We'll also have several informational seminars and state officials who will talk about issues facing the state." Brotherton says he has conflicting emotions knowing this is a last official act as president. He says he's sad the year's come to an end, but he's happy to have served as president of the Police Jury Association. I thank all those who made this possible and made my job easier. The annual UCAP Hunger Fest and Dessert Auction is scheduled for 6 p.m. March 23rd at First United Methodist Church. Tickets are $5 per person. You can enjoy a meal of soup, crackers, and iced tea, along with an auction to bid on cakes, pies, cookies, and more. Auctioneers are Richard Campbell and Tracy Campbell. Proceeds go to the UCAP program to assist with utilities, rent, emergency lodging, and food. Tickets are available from any UCAP member or will be sold at the door. Revival services continue at 7 o'clock this evening at the House of Faith Ministry, 501 Carolina Street. The guest evangelist is Cordell Hamilton of From Bondage to Freedom Ministries. The pastor is Joshua Williams, Sr. A meeting of the Allen Cemetery Association is scheduled for Saturday at 4 o'clock at the N.S. Coleman Building at New Light Baptist Church. All those with loved ones in the cemetery, those who own plots or wish to purchase plots, are all welcome. Funeral services for Patricia Carol Orr are scheduled for 10 o'clock this morning in the Roseneath Chapel, with Alicia Nichols officiating. Burial will follow in the Cotton Valley Cemetery. Survivors include a son, Benjamin Orr of Minden, two sisters, including Christy Nix of Spring Hill, two brothers, Tommy Dillard of Rocky Mount and Donnie Dillard of Cotton Valley. Two grandchildren also survive. Funeral services for E.J. Gerald Prince, age 92, are scheduled for 11 o'clock in the Roseneath Funeral Home in Homer, with Reverend Robert McGahey officiating. Burial will follow at the Arlington Cemetery in Homer. Survivors include a son, Eddie Prince of Heflin, along with seven grandchildren, 14 great-grandchildren, 14 great-great-grandchildren also survive. Funeral services for Lewis Hamilton Sr., age 84, of Bienville, are scheduled for Saturday at 11 a.m. in the 14th District Building. Burial will follow in the Old Castor Cemetery under direction of Minden Benevolent Funeral Home Chapel. Funeral services, graveside services for Verindia Anderson are scheduled for 11 o'clock Saturday morning at the Mount Olive Cemetery. A visitation is scheduled for Friday from 10 a.m. until 5 p.m. in the Minden Benevolent Chapel. Wimberly Agency is a multiple-line independent insurance agency that has served our area for nearly 60 years. From a personal auto policy with one vehicle to a growing business with a large fleet of vehicles, pollution exposure, and large bond demands, Wimberly Agency has the company and personnel to provide excellent insurance solutions. With convenient locations in Minden, Ringgold, Homer, and Hainesville, call 377-3611 or visit WimberlyAgency.com. Good afternoon. It's time for the Trading Post on Kansas Radio, the program to buy, sell, trade, give away, lost and found. So get your pencil and paper ready. It's time for the Trading Post on AM 1240 KASO. A reminder on the Trading Post, all telephone numbers will automatically have a 377 prefix unless otherwise stated. All the cell phone numbers will have the area code 318. Unless otherwise mentioned. For sale, a 2004 Expedition 3500, a registered English Mastiff dog for $500, and a four-wheeler trailer for $500, all for sale at 390-2167. Once again, 2004 Eddie Bauer Edition Expedition for sale, asking $3,500. A registered English Mastiff dog for $500, and a four-wheeler trailer for $500. Call 390-2167. Wanted a small refrigerator. Call 510-9441. Wanted a small refrigerator at 510-9441. Wanted a leather couch. Call 9778. Wanted a leather couch. 9778. for sale, a five-piece sectional, a dining table with a bench, and a queen-size mattress with box spring. And they have some items they will just give away. For information, you'll need to call 518-2432. That's for sale, a five-piece sectional, a dining table with bench, a queen-size mattress and box spring, and some items he'll just give away. 518-2432. For sale, a set of four truck tires, their size 265/70R17, along with a trampoline for sale, and two pair of insulated waterproof boots. Call 510-5557. That's for sale, four truck tires in size 265/70R17, plus a trampoline and two pair of insulated waterproof boots. 510-5557. Correct an item earlier. We have the five-piece sectional dining table with bench and the queen-size mattress. It's all to give away. That's at 518-2432. Five-piece sectional, dining table, queen-size mattress. It's all to give away. 518-2432. Wanted, a vehicle for around $1,000 price at 532-7943. Wanted, a vehicle with a price range of around $1,000. Call 532-7943. For sale, an entertainment center, $60 at 299-0943. Entertainment center for sale, $60 at 299-0943. A lift chair for sale for $200. Call 423-8861. That's a lift chair for sale, $200, 423-8861. For sale, a laptop computer, 517-9846. They have a laptop computer for sale. Call 517-9846. A room available for rent for $300 a month and bills are paid, and wanted a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. Call 639-9340. That's a room for rent, $300 a month, bills paid, and wanted a 94 or 95 Lincoln Town Car for parts. 639-9340.
That was today's online news, weather, and Trading Post podcast on KBEF.com.